Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue to focus on Jesus, and today we're going to have the second part of the parable of the sower from Matthew chapter 13. Already had one reflection on this, but I want to follow up with another one. And because one of the principles of this podcast is that the Word of God read has power, I'm going to read the passage once more. But first of all, let's pause and pray and ask for God's help. Lord, as we've done before, today we echo the old Scripture Union prayer. Open our eyes, that we might behold wonderful things in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Matthew chapter 13, and beginning at verse 1. Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, and the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. May the one who has ears let them hear." And then the explanation from verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the one who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The one who received the seed that fell among thorns is the one who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the one who hears the crop and understands it. They produce a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Yesterday we asked the question, what sort of soil are we? And it's good just to reflect on that again today. When we read stories, a good way of approaching them is to put ourselves in the story and to think, where do we fit in? What sort of soil are we? Perhaps on the path, perhaps on the rocky ground, perhaps being choked by thorns, which is what we thought about yesterday, perhaps good soil. Where do you place yourself in this story? How do you need to grow in order to be good soil? So that's one reflection. But today especially, I want to focus on the sower, the farmer who sows the seed. And the encouraging thing for me, and the challenging thing for me, is that the seed is scattered willy-nilly, if you like. It goes everywhere. It's not like a modern Western method of planting a seed where you might have a machine and you might go along and just plant the seed deeply in the good soil. The way of scattering the seed that is given to us here is, in a sense, inefficient. The farmer walks along with a bag of seed and just throws it out, scatters it over the ground. And so quite a bit of it doesn't fall in the good soil. Some of it is scattered on the path. Some of it is scattered on ground where there are other things that are likely to grow. Only some of the seed falls in good soil. This is a pattern for us, I think, in sharing the good news of Jesus, because we don't know who is good soil and who isn't. We don't know, as we share the gospel of Jesus, who is going to respond and who will not respond. Our call is not to go around thinking, well, what sort of soil is this person? Rather, our call is to scatter the seed willy-nilly, indiscriminately, to share by word and deed the glorious, gracious message of Jesus. And one of the reasons why this is so important is that sometimes it's the most unlikely people who respond. People who are in prison are responding to the gospel of Jesus. People who have been absolutely dyed-in-the-wool atheists, who would argue as much as they could against the Christian faith. People like this are receiving Jesus. And on the other hand, someone who we, in our finite human thinking, might think, well, this person is just ripe for the kingdom. They're bound to respond. Strangely, they don't. Our call is not to discern who is going to respond and who won't and how they will respond. Our call is to graciously and widely scatter the seed of the Word of God and leave to God the growth of the seed in that person's life and heart. And I think this gives us a new boldness in reaching out. I have discerned in these days a new openness to the good news of Jesus, and I've just been encouraged and challenged to scatter the seed a little bit more widely. I'm part of two neighbourhood WhatsApp groups, one for our road and for the close that just comes out of our road, and a wider one for where we live. And people are posting all sorts of things on that WhatsApp group. And I have just been challenged and encouraged to be a little bit bolder, particularly around Easter time. I just posted something about, this is an important day for me as a Christian, and I want to wish you all a happy Easter. And that post was warmly received by people. And I've suddenly realized that on our neighborhood groups, there are people from the Muslim faith who are sharing their own faith quite appropriately and carefully. And I can do the same too. And just with that boldness to scatter the seed a bit more widely. Who is going to be good soil? Who is going to respond? Well, I don't know. I suspect there is rocky soil out there and there is lots of thorns and other plants that are growing. I suspect that many people might prove to be the path although maybe that's my little faith. But I do hope and pray and believe that there might be some good soil and someone might just receive a seed and that seed blossoms to life under God's good hand. And so the question today is not so much what sort of soil are we? The question is, how are we scattering the seed? We are to do so liberally, extravagantly, because the good and gracious Jesus is with us and with the love of God in our hearts and a passion for him and the gospel and a desire for people to receive what we have received. With these things in our lives, we want to share widely with others. It's not for us to discern who will respond and who won't. Our role is the role of the farmer, the role of scattering the seed. Today, as we pause, I just want to encourage us to think of some people who we can share the good news with. People on whom, in this image, we can scatter the seed. And when I've done this in the past, I've just encouraged us to think of one person. But in the spirit of this parable, I want to multiply that a bit. And just to encourage us, if we can, to think of three people that we might share with in the coming days. Maybe a relative or a friend. Maybe someone that we don't know very well. Maybe someone that we're in contact with through a WhatsApp group or by text, maybe a neighbour. Whoever it is, the encouragement is to sow the seed joyfully and widely. So as we think of those three people, we hold them before God. Lord, we pray that you would give us opportunities to share with these friends. Give us courage, give us boldness, give us winsomeness. And Lord, most of all, may you be at work in people's lives, clearing the ground, as it were, fertilizing the soil. It just comes into my mind the wonderful verse in Acts 16 where God opened Lydia's heart to receive the message that was proclaimed. Lord, like with Lydia, we pray that you would be opening the hearts of our friends so that they might receive the seed of the word, which is the gospel of God, deeply. So, Lord, we lift our prayers to you today in Jesus' name. Amen.